Wings Out of Weights by Virginia Brant Berg.
Psalm 3 says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. What a wonderfully precious psalm. I want to call your attention to these words, the Lord sustained me. In this psalm, David said, Lord, how they are increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. The same David also cried out, If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Psalm 139, verses 9 and 10. He knew that no matter what the trouble, he could rise above it. He said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove. Psalm 55, 6. You know, man has always wanted wings. Always wanted to fly, to get away from it all. There are many who feel confined and discontented with things where they are. They think, surely there must be something easier and brighter somewhere else. There came a day for David, the wonderful, praiseful psalmist, when he cried, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Psalm 55, 6. He felt that wings would lift him above all his troubles. We seem to often feel that there is something better somewhere else, just over the hill. We feel that there's glorious liberty and freedom somewhere else. Have you ever read what Tennyson wrote? For I dipped into the future far as human eye could see, saw a vision of the world's future and all the wonder that would be. Saw the heavens fill with commerce, argosies of magic sails, pilots of the purple twilight dropping down with costly bales. Heard the heavens fill with shouting, and there rained a ghastly dew from the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drum throbbed no longer, and the battle flags were furled. In the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. From Locksley Hall by Lord Alfred Tennyson, 1835. Just think how long ago Tennyson wrote that and how that is being fulfilled today. But I'm thinking now of wings that only a child of God can have, wings that God gives you, his own child, when you feel that you cannot stand the situation any longer. That reminds me of some of the letters I receive. One woman wrote about her heartache over a faithless husband, saying, I'm in a living hell. Another person wrote, I can stand it no longer. I am pressed out of measure. Well, God's word speaks of a man who had fought wild animals at Ephesus, and who spent a day and a night in the deep. This man talks about the stripes he had received and how he had been stoned and shipwrecked. This was Paul. Yet he was able to take the wings of his soul and fly above it all and praise God even in persecution. There is a way, no matter what is happening in your life, that you can lay aside your weights, the sins that so easily beset you, the things that are tying down your soul. Paul made wings out of such things. Wings are often born out of weights. When you are wearied with the strain of it all, you can fly to God. He has the victory for you. God has an answer for your problems. God does have the answers if we're obedient to Him. Oh, will you search your heart and make sure that the obedience is there? There is victory through Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. You can fly to God for the rest He has promised. You can fly on the wings of prayer and faith and get the relief that He alone can give you. I recall the beautiful verse, again by David in the Psalms. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Psalm 68:13. Now what brought such a miraculous change in David when he had cried so pitifully in the third psalm? He knew the secret. He knew how to mount up with wings as a dove. He knew how to rise above all these things and live above them. In the first verse of Psalm 3, he cried, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Then in verse 5, we read, I laid me down and slept, for the Lord sustained me. He put it all in God's hands and left it with the Lord, and then he slept, for he said, the Lord sustained me. That is the secret. Then he continues, I will not be afraid of the tens of thousands of people that have set themselves against me round about. Psalm 3:6. The power or wisdom of people is nothing compared to God. These that are against you, that are causing a trial in your life and are bringing that awful resentment in your heart, are nothing compared to God. You don't have to have that resentment. The Lord can deliver you from that. Paul says, the Lord sustained me, and He made wings out of His weights. God's word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Putting this in the simplest words, and God grant that it does not sound trite, the one that flies to the word of God and there meditates and seeks the presence of the Lord and waits in prayer until God touches his soul, truly mounts up to realms of peace and rest and is truly, as this verse says, sustained by the Lord. I know there's sort of a devilish gravitation in this old world that strives to pull you down. But the word here tells us there's an upward pull if you'll live in God's word and if you'll pray and look to the Lord. This will lift you up to the heart of God if you'll only give Him a chance. That's the principle of this everyday life of victory. Take your Bible and quietly read and wait upon the Lord. Talk to Him. Wait for Him to speak to your heart, and soon you'll run and not faint, and you'll find yourself mounting up with all the strength that you need. Give God a chance. Just take Him at His word and believe Him, because God wants to help you. He wants to give you the victory. Don't let anyone discourage you. God's word stands sure and steadfast. He will not fail you. Stand your ground and see the salvation of the Lord. Trust in God. They that wait upon the Lord shall never be ashamed. God bless you. He's still on the throne, and prayer does surely change things. God will change things for you. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.